Everybody clap it up like, woo. Yeah.
Just like Jesus, when he turned the water into wine, I just want y'all to have a good time. Just like Jesus, when he turned the water into wine, I just want y'all to have a good time.
Hold up, y'all. Woo. Let me hit a horns. Hey. Oh, that feel good right there. Yeah. Bring the whole band. Oh, we're gonna have a good time, yeah!
Zabies presents a barbecue in the park on Jean-Baptiste Day, Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte Saint-Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew. Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
You're having as much fun as I am. That was Great Gospel Music featuring Ty Tribute. All right, it's now time for our picks of the week. Well, I'm talking about my pick of the week since I'm flying solo this Sunday morning. And it goes out to the film being released this week in select theaters here in Montreal. Dear Jackie. A giant accomplishment in documentary filmmaking and black excellence in Quebec. Dear Jackie is a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first African-American player in Major League Baseball who lived and played professional baseball here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The film addresses Jackie Robinson directly and connects history with present in its focus on the vibrant black community called Little Burgundy. Once known as the Harlem of the North, through eloquent interviews, testimonies, and powerful verite moments in black and white, Dear Jackie paints a portrait of racism and racial inequality in Montreal and Quebec as a whole. The film unfolds as an intimate correspondence presenting a unique historical and social perspective that unravels the myth of a post-racial Quebec society. The director of the film, Henri Pardo, is an actor, filmmaker, and founder of Black Wealth Media, a film production company responsible for the distribution and production of Afrocentric content. Dear Jackie is a film for Montreal's black community, for descendants of Little Burgundy, and for people who want to discover an important and impactful part of Montreal's cultural history. The film will be on view in select theaters starting this coming Friday and Saturday, June the 17th and 18th. You don't want to miss a film for our people and by our people. A monumental achievement in black excellence here in Montreal and Quebec. That's my pick of the week. I'm going to continue to highlight great, great Canadian excellence. The next selection is an artist who will be my guest on Mind, Soul, and Spirit next week. Her name is Daphne Richardson. Here's her song, Merciful God. She's from Ottawa, Ontario on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Never ashamed.
didn't I tell you that Canadian excellence is on the way? That was Daphne Richardson from Ottawa, Ontario, off of her brand new EP entitled Worth It. Speaking of brand new music, we have a couple of Montrealers that have released brand new music. First, I'll take you to the west side of the city. In Lachine, Quebec, Resurrection Center. Their worship team has just released a brand new single. It's entitled Defender. Here it is on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Get down on my knees and pray, and then ask the Lord to have his way. For a warrior, he is alive. Defender, defender. I will get down on my knees and pray, and then ask the Lord to have his way. For a warrior, he is alive. Defender, defender.
The desert.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die.
It's 25 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Tamela Mann with Take Me to the King. It's already been a platinum show, but the value of today's show has just, it's just gone up a several notches as we have a beautiful guest in studios, a publicist for the highly anticipated featured film called Dear Jackie. I welcome to the show Fevin. Okay, let me make sure my microphones are all steady. Hold on one second. Don't say another word. I want to make sure we are good. Hold on. All right, let's hear your voice now, Fevin.
Fevin.
Okay, it is Fevin, yes. And she is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for making it up the hill to our studios here on CKUT.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, so this is our first introduction, and glad to have you in studio. I'm going to get a selfie in just to record this momentous occasion. You are here on professional duties for the upcoming movie, Dear Jackie. I'm just starting to hear about it. I don't spend a whole lot of time on social media, but the little that I have been on, I have seen the poster, I have heard the details, and this really resonates with me because this is a special thing that brings me back home as well. It's a film. It's called Dear Jackie. Tell us what is Dear Jackie.
Okay. Oh, first of all, I'm part of the promo team at Cinema Politica as well. So I'm really happy that you are giving us this opportunity to spread the word about Dear Jackie. So Dear Jackie is a feature documentary by filmmaker Henri Pardot, who couldn't be here this morning.
Okay.
And the film tells the story of Little Burgundy's black community by way of a poetic and cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson.
Okay.
Who is the first black man to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball.
Okay, yes. So, Dear Jackie, Little Burgundy, Jackie Robinson. What was the inspiration behind getting this film out?
Well, just so I can... To go on a bit about Jackie Robinson's stay in Montreal, as some of you know, he came in 1946 to play for the Montreal Royals, which was at the time the farm team for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And when he arrived, he got an open arm welcome to the city.
Okay.
And Montreal was seen as this welcoming, non-racist city. But that wasn't really the case for the black community that was living here and who was actually concentrated in the Little Burgundy area.
Okay.
And so all while bringing to the forefront important history about Little Burgundy, this film really challenges the myth of Montreal being a post-racial society.
Okay.
So I think that's where the inspiration came from. And it's a very rich angle that the filmmaker takes. So I also want to mention that there are several participants in the film who are tied to the Little Burgundy community, and they're presented in such a dignified way, and it's really beautiful to watch.
I see. Some figures, that some personalities that we will be easy to identify?
Yes, I think even CKUT has
is that right?
a personality there. Pat Dillon is also featured in the film.
Okay, yes, of course.
We have Ivan Livingstone, who's been in the, you know, who was born in Little Burgundy, and who is now in his 80s. I believe, and other figures who are part of the community as well. Another thing that I really loved about the film is it really sheds light on the black institutions that have been here, past and present. So the UNIA, the NCC, Union United Church, and how they were so instrumental to this community, and how they were even like a safe space for the community at that time. So yeah, it's definitely a beautiful film and a timely film also with everything that's going on right now.
Okay, we are speaking with Fevin. She's one of the promoters for the upcoming documentary that will be available to watch live in cinema this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to give you the details on the locations and times towards the end of this interview. Tell us, why should people watch this film?
I think you should watch this film because it's just eye-opening to see everything that was going on here since the 1920s. You know, there's so much history that we still don't know about.
Right.
And, like, there was an amazing jazz scene here that put Montreal on the
map. Very true.
And Montreal was once called Harlem of the North.
Mm-hmm.
The story of train porters who lived along the railway station in the Saint-Antoine district, for example.
Right.
Urban renewal and how that played a role in displacing black families in the 60s. And there are many historical gems that you just can't have easy access to unless you dig for it yourself. And also, I think Henri Pardo does a great job to also shed light on the present and the impact or just the systemic racism that's still going on right now and police brutality and how that's, you know, and how that's unfolding in today's society. I think also one of the reasons we should watch this film is because it's about legacy.
Okay.
And it's really a way for our generation to lean into, actually, we can lean on this legacy to create change and to improve our society. So I think it's necessary for those reasons.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. We're going to take a musical break and come back with our guest in studio. Here is music featuring Doe on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Springs of living water.
It's now 25 minutes to 9 a.m. here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. And we have in studio a guest. She's helping to promote the upcoming screening of Dear Jackie, a documentary film. Tell us, where can the public see this movie?
Yes, so the film will be opening on June 17th, mm-hmm. Friday, June 17th at Cinema Public at 6 p.m. And that's in the Villeray area.
Okay.
So it's Cinema Public, P-U-B-L-I-C. And it also will be screening the next day, Saturday, June 18th, at Cinéma du Musée.
Now, those two screenings are for Anglophones, for those who want to see the movie in English.
Exactly. Two screenings in English. So, yet the following day at Cinéma du Musée at 2:30 p.m., so that's downtown. And then we have French versions running through in other theaters, such as Cinémathèque Québécoise, Cinéma Moderne. And we also have French versions also playing at Cinéma Public and Cinéma du Musée.
All right. It sounds great. I am definitely going to be at the screening. I wanted to know if if you could share anything about the director, Henri Pardo.
Yes. So Henri is a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. I met Henri a couple of years ago. We founded an organization together called Black on Black Films.
Okay.
So basically, it's a nonprofit organization that helps professionalize upcoming Black filmmakers.
Okay.
And represents them in the film and television industry here in Quebec.
Okay.
So that's where I met him. But Henri is a director who has made short films. This is actually his first feature documentary.
Okay.
He also has an amazing series that is coming out called Afro-Canada mm-hmm. on Radio-Canada. That should be released later on this year. And he is currently working on his feature fiction film called Canaval,
okay.
which is an amazing personal film of his. So he's pretty active.
So this opens up an interesting question, because I didn't realize that it's actually possible to go ahead and produce both fiction and nonfiction movies supported here in Quebec. Tell us a little about the industry and doing filmmaking here in Quebec. Is that a daunting challenge?
It can be. It can be if you feel like you're not represented in the industry.
Sure.
And that's exactly why, we formed our organization. Henri later went on to form a business called Black Wealth Media.
Yes.
Very successful. He was able to have this amazing program where he took in, I think, maybe roughly about 10 filmmakers.
Sure.
And created this amazing mentorship program. And they all came out of there with a short film that they were able to submit to festivals. And in Quebec and in the film industry, for you to gain financing to make a film from, let's say, the Arts Council, you need to have a film that's been in festivals.
I see.
So it's all about creating opportunities for filmmakers to kind of get into the business, right?
Right.
And creating space, actually, for us to be represented on screen, but also behind the screen in directing and writing stories, our stories.
Yes, and speaking, you speak in the very inclusively. You are a filmmaker as well.
Yes.
So are your intentions to present something in the foreseeable future?
Yes, I'm actually in the research process of my first feature documentary.
Okay.
Yes.
Care to share?
Yeah, so it's tentatively called Diaspora Dreams.
Okay.
So it is a film idea that came from a music, a CD that I randomly found in a public library here in Montreal.
Oh.
And the record is from Eritrea.
Yes.
And it's music from the 1960s that kind of promoted the independence of Eritrea, but in a very metaphorical way, mm-hmm. because at that time it was under Ethiopian rule and they couldn't openly speak about and sing about their freedom.
Sure.
But so it definitely resonated because my parents are from Eritrea.
Right.
I was born in Saudi Arabia, and I'm an immigrant, and I never really saw myself reflected here in Quebec. We were a very small community. Right. So for me to find that record was a big deal.
Yes.
And so the film is me actually following the footsteps of that of that CD and meeting up with those musicians who are very old now and kind of getting in touch with my heritage. And so, yeah, that's a little scoop.
That's a tremendous journey. From this little seed of a CD comes a featured film. Wow. Look forward to it,
Feather. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard her. She's been speaking about the upcoming documentary on the life, well, the community, Little Burgundy and Jackie Robertson. It's entitled Dear Jackie, and it will be screening this Friday and Saturday for Anglophones. This Friday and Saturday. At what time and what locations again?
Yes, I'll repeat that. So it's Cinéma Public at 6 p.m. And Cinéma so Friday, June 17th, Cinéma Public, 6 p.m. And Saturday, June 18th, Cinéma du Musée at 2:30 p.m. Those are the English versions. For ticket information, if you want to see the list of where you can go see these films, just go to cinemapolitica.org. And then click on news, and then you'll see Dear Jackie, and you'll see all the dates there. You can also follow us on Facebook, Dear Jackie.
Okay.
Or go to the Facebook event on Cinema Politica's Facebook page, and on Instagram, it's Dear Jackie Film.
Okay.
So, and I also want to give a shout out
yes.
to Henri Pardo for just making this amazing film. The producer, Catbird Productions, and the distributor, Cinema Politica. But a very special shout out to our co-presenters, Desta and Tyndale St. George, who are doing incredible work in Little Burgundy around youth empowerment
yes.
and social justice, as well as two Black-owned businesses in the area who are co-presenting this film with us. So we have Canteen Bergs, a Caribbean restaurant in Pointe Saint-Charles, specializing in delicious Haitian cuisine.
Okay.
So shout out to Jackson, who is the owner there. The address is 1243 Charlevoix.
Okay.
So you should definitely check that out. And Makis Yasolo, a restaurant located on Notre-Dame Street, so 3763 Notre-Dame. And they offer amazing West African cuisine.
Okay.
So shout out to Solange and her husband, who are the owners there.
That is awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a CKUT co-presentation. So come on out and support this film. It is, it's going to be interesting, and I'll definitely be in attendance. So thank you so much for joining us this Sunday morning, Fevin.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much. All right, the next selection features a Montrealer. This is the world premiere brought to you by Jeux Musique. I'm talking about Frix Junior Anisius. The selection is entitled Holy on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His court with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
At the splendor of Your majesty, I bow down and proclaim that everything that exists comes from You. I humble myself and know You are God, and You hold everything together in heaven and on earth. This is my song to You. Cannot wait
13 minutes before the hour, that was Montreal Jeu Musique, a.k.a. Frix Junior Anisius, the world premiere called Holy, Montrealers doing big things in ministry and music. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM, here's Frank Edwards from Africa, Nigeria, who runs things on CKUT.
I will testify, I glorify, amazing things you have done for me. You turn my morning to dancing,
Lord, I thank you.
You shower me with your blessings,
Lord, I thank you.
There is none like you. When I call you, hear me. You give me plenty, plenty, plenty blessings. It's a brand new something,
brand new something,
a brand new story,
a brand new story.
I give you glory,
I give you glory.
My God, you're holy,
my God, you're holy.
Brother,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
everything, plenty everything. Come and see for yourself.
Say, brand new something,
brand new something,
brand new story,
brand new story.
I give you glory,
I give you glory.
My God, don't hold you,
my God, you're
holding.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Nigeria's Frank Edwards, bringing the spirit of dance to the show. In just 2 days' time, Kirk Franklin and the Maverick City Music will be teaming up in Toronto for a very special engagement at the Budweiser Theater, Budweiser Stadium. That's Tuesday, June the 14th. Get your tickets online at Ticketmaster. Here is Kirk Franklin and Maverick City Music with Kingdom on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to love and see each other the way you love and see us. Come on.
My heart is always longed for something more. I search the stars to knock on heaven's door. Creation groans for God to be revealed. Every wound we carry will be healed. My eyes on the sun, Lord, all will be done.
Thine is the kingdom, yeah. The power, the glory.
God created you to fly. Listen, don't you know that really you're too big for this planet? You were created for something bigger, something greater. And listen, you cannot get distracted by your right now that you forget your tomorrow.
Chandler, Chandler, remind him, Chandler. Hey. Talk to him.
And if you ever wonder what heaven looks like, it's looking like me and you. And if you ever question what heaven sounds like, just let it fill the room. Can you help me say, say if you ever wonder, if you ever wonder.
Minutes to go. I want to thank my lovely guest for this Sunday morning, Feven Gebremariam, for dropping by the studio next week. It gives me great pleasure to introduce another special Canadian talent to our listening audience, Daphne Richardson from Ottawa, Ontario, who released her brand new EP entitled Worth It, will join us and introduce some of her songs. So stay tuned next Sunday morning here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, which can be found every Sunday between the hours of 6 and 9 here on 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. As always, so grateful, so appreciative you chose CKUT and Mind, Soul, and Spirit as part of your Sunday morning. We go out with the brand new song. It's entitled Up, featuring Torrin Wells off of his brand new album. Have a great, great day and a great weekend. Here's Torrin Wells on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Everybody working real hard. Yeah. From Wall Street to the small town barber, everybody in a dark place. Crying tears like a river runs. No umbrella and you're caught in the rain. Running low on faith, can I get an amen? This is for a life that's coming at ya. Hands up, here's your anthem. If you're having a hard day, ain't no way you're giving up. If you're dealing with heartbreak, ain't no way you're giving up. Keep your head high, keep on fighting, cause the pressure makes it die. The doomsday news cycle spinning with all the negativity. Yeah. Don't forget you can shut it off. Try to catch your mind when it runs. Easier said than done. Can I get an amen? This is where life is coming at ya. Hands up. Here's your anthem.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on